Now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're honored to be joined by our next guest, Candace Clippard. She's the Executive Director for Day 7. How are you doing, Candace?
I am doing so well. Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Absolutely. Let's start with Day 7 overall, and then you have a big virtual event coming up. We'll talk about that. So give us some background, a little bit of history lesson for Day 7.
Sure. Yeah. Day 7 is a local Nashville nonprofit, and we focus on self-care and wellness of nonprofit staff and ministry leaders in town. And now that we're in this virtual space, we can actually extend our services beyond just Nashville. But what we found is that in the nonprofit sector especially, there is a lot of burnout and a lot of turnover, a lot of compassion fatigue and vicarious trauma that our nonprofit leaders and frontline staff are experiencing. You know, burnout can extend beyond just the nonprofit sector. We can all experience that in our work. And there's this new piece of burnout that remote employees are experiencing and feeling and learning about and navigating. But in the nonprofit sector in particular, you know, it's a group of people that really care to take care of people in the community. It's a lot of times, you know, extends beyond a typical 9 to 5. People are on call 24 hours a day, responding to emergency situations at times. And just in these people relational jobs, it's really easy to just extend beyond capacity and kind of reach this place of burnout that oftentimes we don't recognize we're in until it's too late. So Day 7 kind of steps in to both respond in times of crisis for nonprofit staff, but also try to advocate for nonprofit staff and ministry leaders and teachers, even healthcare folks now, but people who are on the front lines caring for others. We really try to advocate and encourage people to look at self-care for themselves so that they do not reach that point of exhaustion before it's too late, you know, so implementing healthy rhythms of life and things like that. So that's what we do. We provide individual kind of resources, fitness and health resources, counseling and coaching resources, and spiritual resources of all different kinds. We also provide workshops around the topics of self-care and creating healthy cultures. So really, we're here to just kind of be in the corner of those that are in the front lines caring for others in our community.
Yeah, and I feel like two things. One is for what you're doing, the service you provide, now is the perfect timing in terms of everyone dealing with so much uncertainty and the nonprofits, especially dealing with a lot of the financial repercussions and everything. And so when you talk about fatigue and burnout and just self-care, what you're doing now more than ever is so, so important, especially to be able to lift those who really are trying to lift the community. And on that same thread, you have to recharge the battery. And so those on the nonprofit and the ministry side and the teachers are constantly pushing out good energy, and they're trying to help others with that compassion and that love and that care, but they themselves have to have their cup refilled and their battery recharged, because you can't give what you don't have. And so I feel like on both ends of the spectrum, what you're doing is so monumentally important. Dive in a little bit deeper, because you mentioned the workshops, the consulting and the counseling and the support networks and all these different things that you do. Walk us through kind of how it starts, where it starts, creating the self-care plan with individuals. So in other words, kind of walk us through a little bit of that journey.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of times people start with workshops with us. It's a good introduction point for people to learn about the work that we're doing. And we do workshops. We partner with other nonprofits in Nashville to lead and host workshops. And we partner with a lot of different providers in Nashville as well, kind of experts in the field. So we work with a provider network of over 200 different types of coaches and resources, because we don't, you know, feel like we have the expertise to offer everything. And so we've built a really cool partnership with a lot of different nonprofits and individuals who are experts in their field. So we do a lot of different workshops, and I know we'll kind of talk about the virtual summit that we have coming up. But even today, we did a workshop on anxious leadership and had about 50 people in Nashville that had signed up for that virtual workshop. We did one recently on resiliency. We're going to do another one next month on embodied mindfulness and breath work and mindfulness practices. So the workshop's a really good entry point. We also work with different nonprofit staff and ministry staff. And we encourage the leadership, the board of directors, and the executive directors of organizations to really consider the importance of staff care. And so we encourage them to set aside even a budget line item potentially to take care of their staff that their staff can utilize for their own self-care. And then we'll meet individually with each of the staff members on their team, talk to them about their goals and their needs, be it their health goals or their mental health goals or spiritual retreats, you know, anything that's going to help just encourage them and fill them back up, fill their cup back up, as you were saying. And then we match them to the resources in the community and we create this self-care plan for them that's individualized. So yeah, we can kind of take it at different levels, you know, from individual to organizationally. And yeah, we really just focus on specializing the resources to the individual or the organization that's going to best suit their needs.
Give me one tip before we switch over and talk about the virtual summit. Talk about one tip or share one tip in terms of, for all of us, what's something we can do to be more proactive with our self-care, to avoid burnout? What's just one of your favorite bits of advice or favorite tips?
You know, what comes to mind first is something that one of our mindfulness instructors shared with me recently of, you know, we all know what we should do. Like, we know we should get enough sleep. We know we should eat a healthy diet. We know we should exercise. We know when we get stressed that we should practice deep breathing. Like, there's things that we know, and they so easily, even for myself, just get put on the back burner of, like, we have these looming tasks and this like constant task list ahead of us. And we're like, okay, I'll do that later. I'll make time for that later. And we never oftentimes make that time. And she was talking about just changing our mindset from like, I need to eat healthy or I need to work out, to thinking about how we feel after we do those things and thinking like, I get to work out. And after I work out, I'm going to feel more energized. I'm going to feel ready to take on the day if we do it in the morning, or I'm going to feel less stressed. And really just trying to shift our mindset of like those things, those self-care things being one more thing that we need to do, more into the allowing of ourselves to do those things and thinking, you know, how are we going to feel after we've done those things? Because after we do those things, you know, even if it's just taking 30 seconds to take deep breaths in a moment where we're stressed in between meetings, you know, after, you don't regret that you've done that. We never regret that we've done those things. And so, yeah, just that shift of mindset was really helpful for me, I think.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Let's switch over and talk about the Virtual Self-Care Summit, September 14th through the 18th. So give us a little bit of an overview.
Yeah, September 14th through the 18th, you've got it. We've been thinking through, you know, this new world that we're living in, this virtual world that we're living in, and not being able to meet in person still, and this lasting a lot longer than we kind of anticipated it lasting. And so we decided, you know, what can we do that will be helpful to our community at large, and also, you know, grow awareness for day seven and help us to continue to meet our operational budget. You know, when we meet with our clients and create the self-care plans, all of our providers are offering discounted rates. I meant to mention that earlier so that it makes it affordable. And oftentimes day seven is kind of helping to subsidize cost as well. So this virtual event is in part a fundraiser for day seven to raise, you know, the operational needs that we need financially. But it's also, I think, going to be a really valuable resource for the community. So we're going to have between 3 and 4 sessions Monday to Friday of that week, a morning, a midday, an afternoon, and an evening session. So right now we've got 17 presenters lined up. And the topics are going to be really broad and open to not just the nonprofit sector. They're going to be applicable across the board. You know, whether you're coming as a mom, learning some tips and tricks to manage the household with kids at home doing distance learning, or whether you're a business leader and a CEO of a company, or whether you not work for a nonprofit, or you're a ministry leader or missionary, you know, the tips are going to range from nutrition and mindful eating to mindfulness and breath work. We'll have a drawing to create problem solving skills. We have some yoga practitioners. We have a comedian from Chicago that's going to talk about the importance of laughter as it relates to stress, reducing stress. We have some therapists speaking on a couple different topics of mental health. One in particular talking about the health of Black men and women activists during this time of high racial tension. And so one therapist is going to be talking about that. We have some spiritual directors that are going to be talking about drinking deeply when our soul is parched and how to refuel ourselves. So there's going to be a lot of really interesting presentations. I forgot to mention some on systemic organizational leadership. And yeah, so it's a blend of both self-care type resources. About half of them are really focused on self-care. And then the other half of the workshops and sessions are really talking about leadership in the workplace, Enneagram and personality typing tools in the workplace, just things that people can take and implement into their job settings. The tagline for the event is finding balance between self and community care. So it's going to be a lot of both types of workshops. And we really feel like it'll be very beneficial to anybody that chooses to attend. And people can pay for individual sessions, they can pay for an all access pass, and whatever they've registered for, they'll get video links. So if people want to register for the all access pass, you know, those don't expire, they can go back, they can attend the sessions that they want, that maybe really piqued their interest live and in person, and then go back and watch the videos of the other ones later on their own time. And then we have a nonprofit group discount as well if an entire staff team wants to participate together.
Talk about other ways that we can help throughout the year. So obviously the financial contributions to underwrite your efforts, but what are some other ways we can help all throughout the year?
Yeah, definitely. We are always open to taking on more clients and growing our provider network. So if anyone works for a nonprofit, works for a ministry, a school, you know, is in a helping profession, and they're interested in receiving services from Day 7, all of my contact information is on our website, day-7.org, so people can reach me there. If people are looking for help or would just like to know how to better implement self-care rhythms into their life, we would love to meet with folks. And then we can also do workshops and the like for nonprofit staff as a whole, or even corporate for-profit companies. We're happy to come in and do workshops on healthy cultures. And also, you know, if people are providers, if you are a therapist or a gym owner, trainer, nutritionist, dietitian, spiritual director, coach, executive coach, life coach, massage therapist, kind of anything that falls into a wellness category. We've even worked with some acupuncturists and other folks too. So, you know, we really want to work with people that also care about the community. Many of our providers have worked in the nonprofit sector, have a spouse that's worked in the nonprofit sector or a helping profession, and kind of gets the extra burden that comes along with that. So oftentimes our provider networks are people that really want to care for the caretaker, help the helper. Clients, new clients, new providers, definitely always, you know, looking to find people that are passionate about our mission, that would want to support us financially. We are a nonprofit too. But yeah, and then just attending the summit, I mean, that's open to anybody and everybody. And that is a great way to learn about us, to share about us, to get involved, to help us financially too.
You mentioned it before, but go ahead and wrap up with the website, social media, phone number. Where do we go to not only get more on the summit, but also to just, you know, supporting your efforts year round?
Yeah, our website is day-7.org. My email is candace@day-7.org. All of our social media handles are Day 7 Inc. So you can find us, Day 7 Inc. on Facebook and Instagram. And then phone number is 615-319-0274. So I think that should get everybody in some capacity or another to be able to find us.
And covered everything. That's good.
We'd love to connect, you know, with anybody and everybody that's interested in learning more and would like to come to the summit or just get to know us.
Well, Candace, greatly appreciate all you and your team do. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. We really appreciate CityCurrent for hosting us.
This has been a production of the City Current Radio Show. To learn more, visit citycurrent.com and follow the conversation on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle or hashtag CityCurrent. Then tune in each Sunday morning across the Cumulus Media Nashville Network.